Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Hour number two, Getaway Friday, May the 15th, 2026. Middle of the month of May. Can you believe that? Middle of the month of May already. Memorial Day weekend next weekend. 15 minutes past the hour. Matt Morgan live with me in studio. Matt, what's coming up next hour on your show?
Next hour, we're going to be talking about, well, nothing as good as this. We're going to be talking about politics and football.
And do want to remind everybody, the Big Bravo competition presented by the Marion Crawford Prevention Programs will take place this coming Thursday, the grand finale. We'll be there. Maybe we'll bring some guests with us.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, we'll bring a whole group. At Bucci's, 7 to 9 p.m., one of the performers in that competition is our guest in studio. Last hour and this hour, performing live in the studio, Patience Delaney. Patience, good to have you with us. Thank you so much for the songs, live music in hour number one. That's how radio started over 80 years ago in Marion, that people loved the live music.
I'm glad to be here. This is fun.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good time. Let's get to the music, because we only did three songs last hour, and we're enjoying the music. Where are we going to go this hour?
How about Zombie by the Cranberries?
Zombie by the Cranberries. Now, Matt, you know this song.
I do.
What do you know about this song?
I actually didn't know the Cranberries were the original maker of the song until after the Bad Wolves version came out, in which they made the song really popular again, but it is a good song.
Good song.
Yes.
Zombie by the Cranberries.
Yes.
Here on WGH Talk, Patience Delaney is the performer tonight. Patience, take it away.
Slowly, child is slowly taken, and the violence caused such silence. Who are we mistaken? But you see, it's not me, it's not my family. In your head, they are fighting. And their bombs, and their guns. In your head, they are crying. In your head, in your head. Zombie, zombie, zombie. Hey, hey, what's in your head? Mother's breaking heart is taken over. When the violence causes silence, we must be mistaken. It's the same old theme. they're still fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns in your head, in your head. They are dying in your head, in your head. Zombie, zombie, zombie.
There we go. Patience Delaney here on WGH Talk Radio. What do you think, Matt?
I, once again, loved it. Great song. I know both versions of the song, and yeah, equally as good as those.
Very nice. What do you like about that song, Patience?
It's just a really fun song to sing. Kind of like the sulky, like, soft at the beginning versus the just tearing at it.
You know, that's what somebody said who was out there listening. They said, great song choice, super fun to sing to.
I love this song.
So there you go. You ever sing to this, Matt?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the other song choices we have tonight?
We have Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Now, that is?
That is a song that was popularized by the movie 10 Things I Hate About You Heath Ledger.
Oh, there you go.
My grandma loves this movie. I've seen it about a billion times at her house.
That's been a while ago.
My grandma loves this movie.
Yeah, late 90s?
I believe 98.
98, there you go. See, I nailed that one. All right, put that one in my column. Okay. And what are the other song choices we have tonight?
We have Before He Cheats.
Country.
Yes, a little different.
Yeah.
I know a ton of Disney songs, but, you know. We have I Love Rock and Roll.
I Love Rock and Roll, very popular song.
And then I also know a ton of musicals, so.
What is the most popular musical song, in your opinion? A lot of people do standards.
Most popular musical song? I think it'd probably be from one of the musicals that became a movie. Because we have Dear Evan Hansen. I feel like Waving Through a Window is fairly popular.
Like Rent is big.
Yes, I personally don't even know Rent.
No, Rent, people love Rent. They have the shirts and everything.
I don't know a whole lot about, the only one I can think of would be like Bohemian Rhapsody.
We saw Newsies.
Yes, actually.
Yeah,
yes.
We saw Newsies.
Newsies was good.
Newsies was good. I'm trying to think of the popular musicals. I know there are a lot of them, a lot of great songs that came from musicals.
One really popular musical, I think, is Mamma Mia. A lot of people came to see that when Pleasant did it, because, you know, everyone already knows the music.
Yeah, and that came from?
ABBA,
yeah. And I don't think ABBA was very popular when they were popular. Not that popular. they had a crowd, but it wasn't huge. Why is country music so popular in this area? Has been forever.
Well, I mean, if you take
explain
a look,
that, Matt.
If you take a look around, you're going to see a lot of farmland. You know, we happen to live rural area.
Why do people who live on farms have to listen to country music?
They don't have to, but they often. I mean, it's like it's tractors and dogs and like hunting, beer drinking. Like, you know, it's country music.
Somebody out there, Little Shop of Horrors, people mentioning out there in the listening audience tonight. But I'm just trying to think. There are just hugely popular, like Sondheim musicals are very popular. Those songs are difficult, though. Difficult. Very difficult.
I played an Annie in like...
Oh, Annie. That's like a big one.
Sixth that is grade. A big one. I forgot about that.
Annie's hugely popular. The Sun will come out tomorrow.
Yep. I guess.
Yeah. Everybody likes The Wizard of Oz. That's a big thing.
I was in that too, actually. I was in two musicals.
There you go.
Look at that. I'm a pro.
A pro. What did you do?
In the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
I was just they wanted me to cast for something because nobody wanted to cast for anything. But I was in like it was like the elementary school play, and like everybody was just required to be in it. And I was like, I'm cool and all that. So I was just the chorus. But in Annie, I was FDR. I did have a part for that one.
But he didn't have a big part in Annie.
No. I got to meet Annie. I got to tell her that both of her parents are dead. And, you know, that was about the length of me and Annie.
Miss Hannigan was Carol Burnett in...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So there you go. We watched a little Carol Burnett earlier on. That ties it all in. Who is your favorite actor or actress in a musical? Patience.
Oh, I'm blanking on her name right now. She plays... Donna Sheridan in Mamma Mia. Meryl Streep.
Oh, Meryl Streep.
I love Meryl Streep.
Big time actress.
Yes.
Big time actress. Probably the best actress there is right now. I think most people agree to that.
I don't watch TV. Couldn't tell you.
Well, she's a movie actress.
It's the same thing.
But also on stage and so on and so forth. Okay. You never heard of a movie theater?
Last time I went to a movie theater, I watched Beetlejuice 2. And the last time I went to...
Don't bring up Beetlejuice
2. Terrible.
Terrible movie. Lord. One of the worst movies ever made.
You know, they already set it up. I think they're going to make a third one. You know, you can't...
No, they're not.
You can't have Beetlejuice.
They're not going to make a third one.
Yeah, well, they definitely need a third one to complete that.
Yeah, you got
to
round it out now.
Second one was terrible. Who would go to a third one?
People would go to the... I mean, I'd go to the third one to see if it's any better than the second one. No, you messed up the second one so bad, you can't go much farther down.
They killed everybody in the second one.
Yeah, pick a new plot, I don't know.
Oh, terrible.
But, like, also, Beetlejuice, you know, half of them are dead anyway, so does it really add... Like, does it really limit anything that half of them are dead?
Well, now, because the lead actress is dead. She wasn't dead for Beetlejuice 2. She just died recently. God, what's her name? I'm blanking on her name. She was the mother. She was in Home Alone. She was in a whole lot of things.
I don't know. I don't know actresses.
Oh, God. She just died recently, though. Beetlejuice is still alive, though, so I guess you could make it.
Is it?
Michael Keaton's still alive.
What's Sandra Day O'Connor do?
Catherine O'Hara.
Who's she?
That's who it was. Who?
I don't remember who I said now. Sandra something O'Connor?
Sandra Day O'Connor?
Yeah.
Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Oh,
no, she wasn't the Chief Justice. She was just the Justice.
First
female Justice on the Supreme
Court. Hey, at least I got the name memorized.
Sandra Day O'Connor. It has nothing to do with music, but that's okay.
Close enough.
I thought she was a singer.
She could have been.
Patience, what's the next song here? We veered way off. We veered.
We can do Can't Take My Eyes Off You since we're talking about movies.
There we go. Can't Take My Eyes Off You here on WGH Talk. Favorite of yours, Matt?
I know the song, yes.
Oh, you've seen the movie a lot of times.
yes, I have.
Yeah, and the movie is?
10 Things I Hate About You.
That would make Grandma proud. What's the plot of the movie?
So there's this dude, and there's this girl, and then this girl has a sister, and the sister's like really, really popular and wants to go do things with the popular kids, and the other sister is not. So she pays the Heath Ledger character to date the one sister, and it's a whole thing. You should just watch the movie.
All right, well, you're going to hear the song here. Patience Delaney, Can't Take My Eyes Off You from... 10 Things I Hate About You. Here we go.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. My eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Very nice. Patience Delaney here on WGH Talk Radio. Just like the movie there, Matt.
Who sings that?
I don't know who sings that.
That would be Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli, my goodness.
Does, Frank Sinatra's got a version of that, doesn't he?
He might. I know for Frankie Valli, he might have performed here in Marion at one point.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
I think he did. A lot of those older singers did.
Marion used to be something.
No. During their final tour days, they came through here. A lot of people did. Well, they may still be touring, for all I know. I'm not sure. But a lot of those songs were revived in movies that came out later.
Yeah, it's because they're usually cheap to buy the rights to. And also, they do fit. I mean, like Up the Parent Trap is another one that has a lot of those kinds of songs in it. They just fit the narrative for that kind of a movie.
Patience, you talked about Disney songs there. Why are Disney songs so popular?
Oh my goodness. Well, I grew up on Disney, and I think that's why they're so popular. Even for adults, you know, they have their kids sitting there watching Disney movies, and then suddenly they know every word. And they're like, how did that happen? Well, it's been playing in your house nonstop for the past week. That's how that happened.
Well, and you know, Disney movies have great villains. You've got to have a great villain to have a great movie. If you don't have a strong villain, you're problematic.
Yes, I generally tend to agree with that. I don't remember who said it, but I think you told me it, but I don't remember who said it. But nonetheless, the whole you know, you can't have you can't have Batman without the Joker, but you can have Joker without Batman.
That's right. You got, even though you might not cheer for the villain, you've got to have the villain. There is no good guy if you don't have a bad guy.
Yep.
But you can have a bad guy without a good guy.
Yep.
You know evil when you see it. That's pretty basic.
I like it.
Because, well, Pat Carroll, a Disney actress, Ursula, the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, yes, said it best. You know, villains are the best characters to play.
At the top of the hour.
At the top of the hour, that plays. Pat Carroll. You know, when I went to her house in Cape Cod, she was just a wonderful, wonderful lady.
Cape Cod.
It's a good place to go this time of year, spring.
I think it's probably a good place to go all times of year.
Patience, what songs get the best reaction?
I think Disney princess songs. I mean, the villain songs also have, you know, a great reaction because they're typically like the power ballads, right? But I think Disney princess songs, so many people know them. So they're just like, oh man, I remember, you know, when I was younger and listened to that. You know, people like reminiscing.
You know what nobody seems to do, and I always wonder this in competitions because a lot of people know the words, maybe even more than real full songs, like TV themes. Nobody does the old TV themes anymore. And they're very popular. Anytime you hear a TV theme, you almost smile because it throws back a memory in your head.
Cartoons still use them.
Like, everybody loves Friends. They love that theme.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air has
that. Was a popular theme.
That's a good one.
But there were a lot of themes.
Oh, George Lopez. Everybody knows, you know.
Well, that was another song before.
Everybody's woken up
at
like
not
three,
the theme to the
everybody's
George
woken
Lopez
up
show.
At like 3 in the morning to having, you know, Lowrider playing.
I'm just surprised now that I was not a fan of Friends, but it plays now in stores on the Muzak. I don't know any other theme song that does that.
I really, at the top of my head, couldn't tell you what the Friends theme is.
It's very popular. Very popular. You know it when you hear it.
Yeah, I'm sure I would.
My
sister's, I do believe, has watched Friends as many times as there is seasons. That was like a goal of hers.
Well, a lot of theme songs now don't have words, so that's difficult. But all the theme songs used to have words. You know, like Will and Grace. No words to that. Just, you know the song, but it's got no words. Just a melody.
Family Guy's got a theme song.
Oh, there you go.
American Dad's got a theme song.
Everyone knows The Simpsons.
The Simpsons, but are there no words?
It has the beginning, The Simpsons.
Yeah,
we'll say,
yeah, that's about it, but no, but that's it.
But everyone knows it.
I guess that would tip you off with what show you were watching. But, yeah, every show, and most shows used to have theme songs that were written specifically for that show.
Well, that's good,
but
I guess.
But there used to be a whole industry writing theme songs for television shows.
Yeah, well, I guess they decided that cost too much money.
Well, no, I think they wanted more show. Yeah, that's when the theme song went away and the show would just start and then it would tell you who was starring in the show while the show was starting. The names would start to run across the bottom of the screen.
How long is a theme song? It doesn't need to be like 7 minutes. You could have like a 2.5 minute theme.
I'm just telling you what happened.
You just need to get the
they needed to shave that time off.
Yeah.
More show. There's
cut
always
the credits
a lot of,
off. Nobody cares about the credits.
Oh, no. Well,
we want the theme song.
No, that's a SAG rule. They got to have the credits. You can't run. Well, a lot of times they run those over another bit that they cut from the show. So I think that's where the theme song went by the wayside. They figure, well, you've heard that enough.
Well, they have the thing on Netflix now that you just skip over the theme song. It's like, you heard it the first time, you don't need to hear it again.
Yep, right.
It was cool the first time around.
But people used to love the theme song. It's a very interesting thing. Cheers. Cheers had a very popular theme song.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. You live in a whole different world.
I guess so.
But
yeah.
That's okay. That's fine. We don't mind that. What's coming up, by the way, at 10 o'clock tonight?
Tonight at 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking about politics mainly, one story that has to mix with specifically football and politics, and then just football.
Patience, what's a song on your list that everybody would know, old or young, male, female, no matter where you live, what's a song everybody would know?
I think a song everyone would know is I Love Rock and Roll.
I Love Rock and Roll. There you go. And you know who sang this too? This was on one of her CDs. Somebody I mentioned earlier.
Joan Jett.
Yep. Joan Jett, but...
That's what I was thinking.
But who redid it? Britney Spears redid it.
Really?
She did.
I was unaware of the Britney Spears
version. She did. There's a Britney Spears version.
Why would Britney Spears redo...
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
It was on the second CD, her second big CD.
What happened to redoing other people's songs? That used to be a thing that happened. Like you know, most of Frank Sinatra's songs that are popular are not his songs. He stole them from somebody else and just remade them. And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, look at that. People used to do that all the time. Now all of a sudden, nobody's doing it.
I think it's because people have such high expectations of those songs. It's not like, oh, well, that's just another musician did it. It's like, oh, that musician did it. I can't even touch that. They know they can't compare, so they just don't try.
And I think that's true. I think if you actually hear the original version, you can't unhear it when somebody else does it.
Well, sure. I don't know, but Moon River, for instance.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, like, I think Frank Sinatra's Moon River is better than Andy Williams' Moon River.
But it's
not. Andy Williams is always just like, oh, because he hated when people sang Moon River because he's like, they're not doing it right. I think he did it fine.
Well, they don't do it right. They don't. Because the person who does it the first time, that's the definitive version, so they would have the critique of it.
And
Frank Sinatra was not able to get that one from Andy Williams. Andy Williams sang that till the deathbed.
Well, he ended up with a version of it.
A version. But it's not the definitive version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, Andy Williams is. All right, I Love Rock and Roll. Let's hear it, Patience. This is going to be good. And you sang this one week during the competition, right?
No. I did not sing this.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go then.
I think Vienna was the one.
Vienna was the one. Here we go.
Saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me. Yeah, me. Singing I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come and take your time and dance with me. Yow! Smiled so I got up and asked for his name. That don't matter, he said, cause it's all the same. Said, can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we were moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. Next we were moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. Singing I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me. Can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. And we'll be moving on, singing that same old song, yeah, with me. Singing I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll, put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with. I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with. I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with. I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me.
Patience Delaney here on WGH Talk Radio, competing in the Bravo competition, big finale this Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. at Bucci's on Center Street here in Marion. What fun that will be. That's a great song.
I love that song.
That's a great song. There is nobody who could not be moved by that song.
I think it's not moved, but get moving. People feel good with that song. I know, I think Gabriel sang that song last week as well when we both had 80s classic rock, and that's what he sang, and I'm just like, man, I'm like, see, I'm like, that is such a good song that everyone's going to know it. And I'm like, but I know someone else is going to do it. That's why I couldn't do it, but he killed it.
You know what's interesting about the 80s? I was talking about, did we have this conversation the other day? I had this conversation with somebody. That the 80s...
The 80s music?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we had this conversation, right? It's very hard to do certain 80s songs because there was such a use of synthesizer. In a lot of the music in the
yes.
80s. And, like, that one is not problematic. But, like, Cyndi Lauper, nobody redoes Cyndi Lauper songs because they're very hard to do. Nobody redoes. There are so many one-hit wonders from the 80s. You have no idea who sings the song, but you know it when it comes on. And it's because they're all synthesized. That's a difficult word to say. And there's something about the 80s that had that. Like, 90s music and today's music, if you didn't know when it came out, sounds very similar, a lot of it. But the 80s were a whole different thing.
There's still a couple of bands. I can't think of the name. There's one in particular that I've seen a couple of times. For some reason, I can't think of the name of them. But they still use this. I mean, there are still bands that use synthesizers. They're just not...
Like, Cyndi Lauper did so many great songs. But when does she... And she was such a number one star in the 80s. But where did she go after that? She does tours now and again, and she'll appear in things. But, I mean, she did Goonies. She did True Colors. She did Girls Wanna Have Fun. She had so many hit songs. But very rarely do you ever hear those performed by anybody else because they're so Cyndi Lauper.
They're so iconic. They know that she did it. And once again, like I said earlier, they know they can't do it better.
Right, right. And I think it was just she had her own thing. Cyndi Lauper was her own deal. You listen to a lot of Cyndi Lauper, Matt?
Nope.
Who do you listen to from the 80s?
I guess, I don't know, I'd have to look at who's considered 80s. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are, like, 82 is when they started, 82. I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't know, like, Lynyrd Skynyrd, is that 80s?
Somebody out there tonight saying
I don't know
Twilight
a whole lot
Zone
of,
by Golden Earrings?
I don't know a whole lot of bands by timeline, but I listen to a lot of older bands, like, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and whatnot.
Do you live on a farm?
I listen to the Eagles.
So you could be one of those farm people.
I grew up in the country. I hunt and I fish and I, you know, do that whole kind of thing.
You know something very interesting? The first radio station in town here, WMRN, which is really no longer in service. I mean, they're all automated now. But back when they were a local station, when they first started, back in 1940... they were not making a lot of money. They were a local radio station in that day. And on Saturday night, they had a live band come in called the Chuck Wagon Pals. And they had a studio where people could come watch a live radio. You know, this is before television. Live radio music. And the fire marshal had to come and shut the studio down every Saturday night because people wanted to come see the Chuck Wagon Pals. And the owner of the founder, Bob Mason, said for years that we serve the community with community news and weather and sports, but we stayed in business because of the Chuck Wagon Pals on Saturday night. It was country.
People like country music, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in the rural areas.
The rural areas.
Yep.
Yeah. So, what is a big country song today?
Well, I know a lot of people like Morgan Wallen. I don't listen to Morgan Wallen.
Oh, that's everywhere, isn't it? I just
yeah.
saw a big thing for that the other day. Somebody, was it Garth Brooks? No. Zach Bryan, Luke Bryan? It was somebody's last name was Bryan. They were talking about it.
Oh, there's another girl, Ella Langley. She's getting big, too. I know people at my work just can't stop talking about her.
What's the
Ella Langley.
Maroney. Megan Maroney?
Yeah, I think so.
Megan Maroney, I think she's getting big. I mean, I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of the new country music anymore. I like, you know, the older stuff. I do like Chris Stapleton a lot, though. He's got kind of like an older kind of country music feel to him.
Not take yourself out of it, but who do you think is the odds-on favorite to win on Thursday night?
Thursday night. I think that Talon has a great shot at winning.
Talon is very good. Talon,
very talented.
Very talented. Apparently plays a lot of instruments. Yes. I've only seen the one, but apparently plays the harmonica and a lot of things.
Harmonica, piano, keyboard.
Piano?
Drums. Keyboard. I think he did tambourine as well. Guitar. He just shows up with a new instrument every week, and people are like, oh, I didn't know you could play that. And he's like, well, ta-da, I can.
And he did a great song the other night.
Yes.
I thought probably the most recognizable song of the night was Shout, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I would think the most recognizable one was probably like Roar or something like that.
Maybe that would. And I think that helped. I think that helped with the reaction.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Now, as far as singing the song goes, I'm not a performer, so I couldn't tell you. But I would think that the, because we talked about it in the first hour, I think as far as that goes, I think singing a song that a lot of people know benefits you to some extent because you kind of almost get a built-in crowd reaction. I mean, they love the song.
They want to hear the song.
Yeah.
As soon as the music starts to play, they know the song. And I think that happened with Roar, and I think that happened with, I don't know, there was something about Shout that just worked for him.
I don't know. He did it incredibly.
Yeah. I think that's what worked for him. I think he did it
incredible.
Great.
Incredible.
And he had, yeah. Well, who was the... Well, we only panned one person this morning, and that's very rare that would happen when we were running down the songs this morning.
What?
I said we only panned one person this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And that was not because of the music or the singing. It was just, I think, there was a technical glitch
that
went on.
I don't think that justice was done due to, like sound quality and things. She sang wonderfully.
Fine.
I guess I just didn't like the song or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
She sounded good.
Sounded fine. Just a timing issue. But, you know, that happens. Everything can't go perfectly all the time. What's the worst experience you've had in a song while performing in front of a group?
Performing in front of a group. I would say, see, no one would agree with me on this, but my sophomore year, I was Dragon in Shrek the Musical. And Dragon has a super difficult song that has, you know, riffs and slides and everything else. And it is such a powerful song. It's just like powerhouse. And it was really like hard song to learn. And it has this slide from a really low note to a really high note at the end. And I told my music director, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to hit it. And he's like, just do it. He's like, you know, he's like, you'll be fine. Well, I was sick that week.
Oh.
And my voice cracked some when I hit that high note. And it fit the song, but I still remember it. He's like, you're not going to remember. I'm like, I will.
Apparently you do. Do you like to listen to yourself?
No.
No. Nobody does. Nobody, even talking, nobody likes to listen to themselves. It's a different thing. I don't know why. People hear different stuff when they hear themselves than other people hear.
Well, sound is just vibrations. You know, when you talk, it's just vibrations. And it's just bone conduction. So you sound deeper to yourself than you do to everybody else. So it just sounds weird when you hear yourself.
Cause like you said, you don't like the sound of your voice.
Yeah, I think personally, I think I sound annoying.
Well, there you go.
I don't like my voice.
Well, there you are. And I think it happens to certain people. I don't know. It's a different thing. Patience, we want to end with a big... We got time probably for two. We'll have two before we wrap up here. What song do you think we should end with tonight, but we want to get another one in before that?
What song should we end with? I think we should end with Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
Oh, there we go. Carrie Underwood, sure.
Get a little more country.
Yep.
But before we get to that, how about Vienna?
Vienna. This is the one Matt was talking about during the break. Let's get Vienna in here.
Good song.
And this is
Billy Joel
as well. Absolutely. Vienna, another one of the big popular hits by Billy Joel. We heard Piano Man earlier, and now we'll hear Vienna. Sung live in studio tonight by Patience Delaney here on WGH Talk. Go ahead, Patience.
Thank you.
you're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You've got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Hey, but you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you want to be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. But you can see when you're wrong. You know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You've got your passion, you've got your pride. But don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child. Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Very nice. Patience Delaney here on WGH Talk. You know, I just remembered the Billy Joel song, New York State of Mind. That's the one that I was trying to think of earlier.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, very good song.
I know the song.
Yeah.
Not very well, not like...
I don't know.
Like Piano Man or Vienna.
No. It's not as popular as those. But all the songs about New York, that's the one that I think of.
Why?
I don't know. Because
I like New York, New York.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah, well, it's a good one. Everybody knows it for a reason.
Well, yes, but there's more, too. It's more descriptive, the Billy Joel New York State of Mind. Talks about Battery Park and all the places in New York. Hudson River, you know. You don't like New York, though. No. So this would not appeal to you. You didn't like it there.
New York, New York's a pretty good song.
If we went to the Dells of Iowa or something, you would have enjoyed that.
Yes, that would have been.
You've been
nice.
All over that. All right. Patience. Our final song tonight. What is it?
Before He Cheats.
Before
Carrie Underwood.
Here we go. Before He Cheats to wrap up the show tonight. And again, the Bravo competition wraps up on Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. at Bucci's, downtown Marion, Center Street. And Patience will be competing there. Here we go.
V-
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleached blonde tramp, and she's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Time will think before he cheats. Right now, she's probably up singing some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a-thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Time will think before he chews. I might have saved a little trouble for the next girl, because the next time that he cheats, oh, you know it won't be on me. No, not on me. I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seats. I took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights, slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats. Oh, maybe next time he'll think before he cheats. Oh, before he cheats. Oh, oh.
Patience Delaney here on WGH Talk Radio. Good song.
Sounded just like.
Yeah, that was good. The reaction was good from everybody. Somebody said perfect. I'd have to agree with that. All right. Bravo competition coming up Thursday night, presented by Marion Crawford Prevention Program. Patience is one of the competitors in this program. It is great, and everybody should go out on Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m., Bucci's, downtown Marion. We'll be there, Matt.
Yes.
Yes, and coming up next hour?
Next hour, politics and football.
Patience, thanks you for coming in so much. It was great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Come back anytime, and good luck on Thursday night.
Thank you.
All right. For this night, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Telephone number 220-666-0956. Email info at Marion